Our liver, among many different functions, is producing a group of proteins known as complements, which are helping in elimination of pathogens. These proteins are moving in plasma, but they are not naturally active. The first discovered complement pathway is known as classical pathway. And it involves 9 different proteins, or complement, simply from C1 to C9. Classical pathway starts with C1. From previous lectures, you remember that B cells are producing a specific antibody against a specific antigen. C1 can attach to the constant region of antibodies, also known as Fc. This can activate C1, which in turn affects the C4 and C2, which can sit together on pathogen and make a new protein known as C3 convertase. Each active C1 can help to produce about 10 C3 convertase, but each convertase is able to convert thousands of C3 in a second. Activated C3 is also called opsonin, and in general, opsonins are helping phagocytes to grab and eat bacteria. Sometimes this active part of C3 connects to C3 convertase differently, and shape a C5 convertase, which in turn can affect the C5, and lead to formation a complex between C5, C6, C7, and C8. This complex is able to penetrate the pathogen's cell membrane, and then helps a group of C9 proteins to make a hole in its cell membrane. Therefore, this complex is called membrane attack complex, or MAC, which can destroy the bacteria.